Welcome to Empire Building, the podcast where we talk about building big businesses and even bigger lives. I'm your co-host, Bea Williams.
I'm Seychelle Van Poole.
And I'm Wendy Papazian. Have you ever had a great idea that you put into action? I'm sure you guys have.
Yes.
No, never. Yes.
No. Yeah. Have you ever had a great idea that you that you didn't put into action?
Yes. Oh,
more of those.
All the time, right? All the time. I know Jay especially is always coming up with what I feel like are fantastic ideas, and then they just sort of fall by the wayside. So we all know that having a great idea is one thing, but then turning it into a business is something that's completely different. And honestly, the hardest thing. A lot of people say they want to write a book. A lot of people say they want to start a business, but it's really quite difficult.
How many times have you seen those like inventions that come out and you're like, oh, I thought of that 10 years ago, you
know,
but then you didn't do anything about it. So somebody else has the patent.
Or like Pet Rock. You know, that old business from like the 60s or whenever it was.
Yeah.
What a dumb idea that was like a massive craze everywhere. Yeah. Well, I think one of the cool things about being an entrepreneur is that you literally get to make something out of nothing. You literally get to take an idea and turn it into something. And all of you ladies have done this multiple times in your life with multiple businesses. And, you know, as you know, it's definitely hard. So we're going to give you guys today the simple tool to allow you to take an idea that you have for a business or a problem or a challenge that you might have and give you a simple one-page plan for you to fix the problem or to create the business. So it's called the GPS, and it's definitely a Kellerism. And, you know, the GPS really comes from the three parts of the plan, which is goals, priorities, and strategies. But I want you guys to think about it like you would a GPS in your car, which is a GPS in your car helps you get to where you want to go. And this GPS really does the same.
Yeah, it's navigation, right?
Yeah.
It's navigation. Yeah. GPS 100%. Navigation. Yeah.
100%. It's street navigation. So, you know, we're going to give you guys a very simple four-step plan for you to be able to put this together. So as you're crafting your GPS, right, we're talking about goals, priorities, and strategies. You know, we're going to walk you through that four-step simple process to get what you want. And Wendy was so kind because she gave me the actual steps for you, so I don't not give them to you. You are welcome.
You're getting, so we don't have to make them up like we normally would. Like they're actually in writing.
Mm-hmm. And I can't describe them without saying them, which is the best part. So step one.
Oh, that's okay. Why.
Yeah. So step one, identify your goal. Step two is going to be you're going to establish then your priorities that are going to roll up to your goal. Step three is going to be coming up with strategies to absolutely crush your goal. And step four is going to be, you guys, you got to get to work. Because if you don't do step four, one, two, and three, make no difference. So we're going to do all four of those today.
And what do you think Via's going to hone in on? This is a quiz. What is Via going to say right now is we hone in on step one. Like the broken record. Mo. Clarity. Broken record Via is going to just, we're just going to focus on step one a minute, because this is the step, guys, identifying your goal. This is the step you want to spend the most time on. It's often the step that's the most arbitrary and kind of thrown out there.
Yep.
Example, I coach a lot of, in my world, I coach a lot of real estate agents, and more often than not, in fact, almost all the time, I'm coaching a new agent or an agent getting established, and I'll say, okay, well, what's your goal? I want to make six figures. I'm like, great. So your goal is to make $100,000 a year. That's great. Yeah, I want to make $100,000 a year. Perfect. And then here's where you start breaking down. And then they go, yeah. And they get excited, right? And then I'll say, okay, well, tell me where that's coming from. Is, you know, what is your monthly expense or what's your annual expenses? What are your savings goals? What are your investment goals? What are your wealth planning goals? Where is that 100K coming from? Silence. Mm. Like I virtually never get, you know, an answer on that. I'm like, okay, well, let's back out of it. And then we end up spending the whole coaching session on actually establishing like the clarity of what the goal should actually be. Mm. And I can't stress enough, nobody spends enough time on this step. And it can be painful if you're wired like us to just go like jump off the cliff and build the parachute on the way down. Like we don't want to spend that time, you know, planning. But if we can spend the time upfront really getting clear on the outcome that we want from the goal and why, and attaching a why to it, the rest will become simpler and the rest is gravy.
I love that so much, Via. And, you know, the other thing I think a lot of people are guilty of, I have been guilty of in my past life as well, is I decide to take somebody else's goal as mine. And what happens is I'm like, well, so-and-so said they want to do blah, blah, blah. So I'll do that in a dollar, right? Or I'll do that because they said that's a good goal and I like what they're doing. So I want that goal too. And the problem with doing that is to Via's point, you don't have then clarity around what that means in your life. You don't have clarity around what that does for you. And you're comparing the outsides of the goal to the insides of what really matters.
I love that. So you see so many people doing that.
Take that time.
Just like saying, I want to be number one. Okay, well,
yeah.
Why do you want to be number one?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I know so many people who are number one and they're not profitable.
Not happy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It becomes an undisciplined pursuit of more. Mm. Jim Collins, I quote him all the time. What happens is people, Wendy, you're so right. Like, I want to be number one. I want to make 100 grand. Whatever the thing is, it's like, if you don't tie it, like, okay, why? Like, what is that feeding? What is that funding? You know, what great life is that, you know, by design is that funding, right? If you don't do that, it's just all that is an undisciplined pursuit of more. And let me tell you, I have been guilty as charged.
Oh.
I mean, I am speaking from
hands up.
Years of that. Just like, I want more. I want more. Mm-hmm. I'm not content, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Via, you're so right. We want to spend as much time as possible getting clarity around the goal. And sometimes that even goes back a step further, which is, you know, we've talked about it before on a different episode on figuring out why you're on the planet. You know, what's your mission? So understanding what's your mission, right? And then the goal can stack on top of it. And so I think the best way for us to figure out how to do a GPS is to do a real life example. You know, the best way I think I learn is through stories. So I'd like for Via to be our guinea pig, if that's okay.
Do it.
Evil,
happy to be.
Evil guinea pig, I guess.
I know. That's our new hashtag, evil guinea pig.
That's a good band name.
That's actually our new
band.
That's
a good one. Oh, I like that.
Pitch Folk Omi Folk.
Or it could be evil and the guinea pigs.
Ooh, yeah, I like evil guinea pig better.
Mm-hmm. I just, yeah, I don't know who'd be our lead,
but okay. But we digress.
Anyway, okay. So I would like to, since I know you're on a wealth building journey, Via, I would love to, so we're going to do something called goal setting to the now, which is the GPS is really a 1 year plan for something. But in order to understand your 1 year plan, sometimes you have to go out and know what your someday goal is. So I'd love to talk about your, I'd love to ask you, what's a someday wealth goal that you have? Yeah.
Yep. So I can give it, I'll answer it directly, which is I want to have $250,000 a year in passive income in 19 years now. It was 20 when I said it. Okay. But I can share with you, originally, I had this, we talk about the undisciplined pursuit of more. When I started this 3 years ago, I was like, I want to have a net worth of 10 million. I literally just made it up because it sounded really rich.
Mm-hmm.
Like it sounded like really wealthy people would say, I have a net worth of 10 million.
I think it's better to and say so, an eight-figure net worth.
An eight-figure net worth. There you go. Point is, that's what I had for a while. And I was just not tying it to anything. It was like, this is arbitrary. This is just like an undisciplined pursuit of more. And so I really started backing out and going, what do I really want and need in retirement? And, you know, if I could have, you know, $250,000 in passive income, you know, I feel secure.
That's great. That's a great goal. I love that. Okay.
And I'm behind on that.
Okay.
You know.
Well, so your goal is $250,000 in passive income in 19 years. Okay. And so we're just going to back up because I think sometimes when you have a big goal like that, that's just completely overwhelming to think about how can I get from where I am today to Via in 19 years. It's like, how can I do that? So we're going to ask the focusing question. So for those of you that have read The One Thing, it's the focusing question from The One Thing book. And so I'm going to ask you, Via, what is the one thing that you can do in 5 years regarding your wealth goal, such that by doing it, everything else will be easier or necessary? So where do you need to be in 5 years?
My GPS is written a little differently, but how I would answer that, Wendy, is I would have 25 investment properties in 5 years.
Okay, great. Properties in 5 years.
Let me say doors, because I have it as doors.
Okay.
Some of those.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Right.
Okay. And then so that's your five-year goals, to have 25 doors in 5 years. And then we're going to ask the focusing question again. Okay. So what's the one thing or where do you need to be for your wealth goal in the next year, such that by doing it, everything else is easier and necessary? So if your goal is 25 in 5 years.
Yep. So my goal this year in 2021 is 5 doors.
5 doors. Okay. That makes sense. That's easy math. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Great. Okay. And so if your goal for this 1 year, right, is 5 doors, that becomes our goal for our GPS, right? That's our 1 year goal. So that's at the top of your wealth building GPS. And your goal is to have 5 doors by the end of 2021. And then really what we do is we kind of work back from that and we talk about what are our priorities and what are our strategies for that. So that's really the goal setting to the now process.
Yeah. Do you want me to answer that? I mean, to help people?
Sure.
Yeah. Because I mean, I literally have this.
Yeah. Great.
This is like really easy for me.
Okay, great.
Because it might help some people, you know, because a lot of people, your goal is one. Oh, maybe it's even a primary, you know, thing. So this year, what it was I had a certain benchmark. I had to get X amount of reserves. That was my first goal because I knew that we're going to get financing on these properties and I wanted to feel secure, blah, 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 blah. So having, you know, that was the first goal. Mm-hmm. The second goal was clearing my debt, making sure my debt package was paying off some debts essentially and having those reserves so that I could then refinance my house and do a cash out refinance. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth was sourcing the market and the team and the actual acquisitions. And Wendy, I just want to kind of pepper this in here. Mm-hmm. I use this format for everything. And I often in coaching, I'll do a 1-4-6. I'll do a, you know, one, usually it's 3 is the minimum, but anyway, you know, 1-5-7. In other words, it's more having the goal and the priorities and then the tactics under them than it is the 1-3-5 necessarily.
Yes.
We call it a 1-3-5.
Well, I would just say that, you know, if we're thinking about that goal, right, your goal was very specific, which is great. And so if, for those of you that are thinking out there, like I'm trying to come up with a goal, there are a few things that goal should be. One is specific and measurable, right? Obviously that's very specific and measurable. Did you get 5 doors or not? Yes or no?
Yep.
It's time bound, right? Which is by the end of the year. It's a big enough to require several areas of focus, right? So sometimes I feel like we have the goal can be too tiny and then we're struggling to create a GPS around it because the goal is just too small. Mm-hmm. Like if you're feeling that, it might be that strategy is part of a bigger goal. So like maybe you're like originally via, maybe you thought like, oh, I need to do a cash out refi. Right. That probably wouldn't be a GPS all on its own. It's a, it's really a,
it's part of a bigger strategy.
Yeah. It's a priority under your goal. Right.
So that's kind of an aha for me, Wendy. That's kind of actually, I'm kind of like, that's a really wise statement. I hadn't really thought of it that before.
Well, and like we're, that's part of our stuff too. Yeah. Like we just went through cash out refis of 2 of our investment properties, but it was part of our bigger GPS of accumulating, you know, $400,000 in cash. Part of that was cash out refi. Part of that was doing some additional sales to then have that cash sitting and waiting to reinvest, you know, to pick up an additional 2 to 3 rental properties in the next year.
Yeah.
So in
addition to being specific and measurable, you want your goal to be time bound, big enough to require several areas of focus, which is what we're talking about. And then we also don't want it so big that it requires more than like you're talking about the 3 to 5 areas of focus, right? We're calling it 1 goal, 3 priorities, 5 strategies under there, but it could be 4 priorities. It could be 5 priorities. But if it gets to be where you've got like seven priorities, it's really too much. It's really going to be too much to accomplish in a year. Mm-hmm. And so you maybe need multiple GPSs right? Or something like that.
I do agree with that.
And when you're looking at your priorities, there's kind of a way to line them out that kind of helps you organize that. You know, the first is, like we've been talking about this whole time, your priorities need to be specific and measurable. But the second thing I would encourage you to do is put them in order of importance. So when you're listing your priorities out, it's what's the most important thing that's going to make the biggest difference. Via gave a great example of cash reserves first, right? So that...
Well, and I'm just going to stop you here, Seychelle, because this is your specialty, is skipping the step and talking about it. So we're actually on step two, guys, which is to establish your priorities. So, and Seychelle's going to talk about those priorities.
But bump. Oh, Seychelle.
You're welcome, you guys.
The thing is, you're highly aware of this.
Love you.
You're highly aware.
I told you you're one of my favorite people. Because you are.
Yes.
And you skipped. I just get so excited about getting into it that I just feel like you guys...
You're just a meat and potatoes.
You just want to go.
Yeah, you're just
I am a meat and potatoes. I just want to go straight to the point, right? Just get to the point. Yeah. And I love bullet points. So if I can get straight to the bullets, that's where I want to go.
But actually, really quick, actually, let me just say, broken record Via, this is the taking the time to get clarity up front on this stuff is not how a lot of us are wired. That's a great example. You skipping the, you know what I mean? Like that is perfect.
Yeah. Thank you, Seychelle.
I did that on purpose. I just want you to know.
100% example. We could use that analogy.
Completely on purpose. You're so good. And not typical or accidental. So step two is establish your priorities. Thank you, Wendy Papazan. You know, and you're going to stick with 2 to 4 areas of your priority. This is going to force you to choose the most important things. And like we just went into, right, those priorities need to be specific and measurable, and you need to list them in order of importance. What is the first thing that if I get that one thing done, something else opens up to be able to be accomplished? Don't leave the most important thing for last.
And I'll just say that, you know, I've learned this over the years because Jay reports to Gary, and Gary's always looking at his GPSs. And Gary will literally say, until the first thing is done, I don't even want you to work on number 2, 3, and 4. Because what you're telling me, if it's first, it's the most important thing. It's the priority, right? It's the priority.
Wendy, that is Ben Kinney. He won't let me even talk about number 2. Mm-hmm. And it's really good just to kind of take a moment for all of our leaders out there. Mm-hmm. That's good coaching. That is really good coaching. We have to rein our people in and remind them. And it's why it is so important to have a very clearly thought out goal that has kind of this link to a why or to a reason, because it's going to get monotonous sometimes. Like that's step one is often the hardest. It's more fun
to like scoot around and do different things and try different stuff.
Yeah, well, that's the entrepreneurial spirit that we would rather, you know, have our hands in lots of pots instead of really drilled down and focused on one. And I would say, you know, the other thing that we talked about was this business plan is going to be on one page, but just because it's on one page doesn't mean it's a really big business plan. And so, you know, these priorities should be big enough that they require several strategies to accomplish it. So this doesn't become like a checklist or a to-do list. This becomes a big priority, not just a simple check off. Okay, that was easy. I'm done. On to number 2. You know, it should take some amount of time and energy to get there. And, you know, and you don't want it so big that you never accomplish the priority, but you do want it to be big enough that it actually is going to make you stop and stretch and think and grow during that process.
Yeah, for sure. So true. You know, I think that when we think about priorities, and I'm going back to Wendy, when you were asking me about my, you know, my GPS, that I'm going by memory right now. I don't have it in front of me actually, but we have to remember priorities are not action steps. Mm-hmm. So priorities are priorities, right? And so that means they come before all other and they're measurable, right? So, you know,
well, and
for
just
some people,
well, and not to interrupt you, but just to go back to your, because I think it is very helpful to use you as an example. And I wrote down your 4 priorities, which is to have a certain amount of reserves cash. Okay. And that's not an action step. That isn't an action step.
No. Yeah.
It really isn't. So.
And what I was going to say, Wendy, is the cash out refinance, or as you're reading my mind, the cash out refinance could have possibly gone under that. Mm-hmm. Right. But I know myself and I know my husband, and it's for the way it works in my marriage and it works for my brain a little bit better to have built that out to be 4 because it, for a variety of reasons, that's cheating, but I've used this for, I don't know, 8 years. I'm pretty good at the GPS and the 135. And I think there are some cheats sometimes, right? Because that's a pretty, God, when you're self-employed, people, getting a loan and getting financed for multiple properties is a part-time job.
It's so hard.
Yes.
So that might have sounded weird that it was like an actual priority for a lot of you. That could be underneath like, hey, look, I just need X amount of cash or I need X amount of reserves. And refinancing is probably going to be an action step. Yeah. I just wanted to kind of throw that in there. But these are not action steps. Priorities are, you know, what do I have to accomplish, you know, in order to get this done? And a lot of us in real estate world, in our company, we have a very simple 1-3-5 template. It's I'm going to sell X amount of homes. So units, volume, and GCI, gross commission income. We have all three things listed in the goal. And then we always have priority number one is buyers. Priority number two is sellers. Priority number three is what we call be do have. Like what classes, what skills, what books, what training do I have to go to, right? So we have a very prescribed method, you know, just use real estate as an example because that's my world. And so, but some of the stuff isn't. I've done a GPS before on my key relationships. Have you ever thought about how to have measurables there? It's fascinating.
Well, I've had employees who wanted to do like a self-care GPS.
Yeah.
And because I was like, I don't even think you know what to do in terms of that, you know, so you need to figure that out.
You can do a GPS on anything.
A lot of people don't know what to do with that, actually.
Yeah.
It'd probably be good for a lot of us to do.
Yep.
There's a lot of episodes.
Well, and if people are struggling with your areas of priority, which it is tough, like the goal, you know, once you sit down and think about the goal, you can get some clarity around the goal. But a great way to figure out what you think the priorities would be to just take a few minutes, take, you know, 3 to 5 minutes and brainstorm everything you could possibly think of. So if your goal is to have 5 doors by the end of the year, what are all the things that possibly I need to do, right? And you're just writing them down, There's no bad answers. It doesn't have to be perfect, right? Just writing things down, writing things down. And then once you've kind of exhausted all those possibilities, look at your list. There's going to be some patterns there, right? So it might be that I need cash. I need to do a cash out refinance. Maybe those go together. Maybe they don't, depending on my GPS. And then, you know, as you look at your list and you lump things together, you're going to realize that probably some of those things are those action steps that need to go under the priorities. And some are more of the priorities. And hopefully you're going to end up with that like 3 to 5 priorities, or sometimes it's two to five priorities. And again, if you've only got one priority, it's probably your goal's probably not big enough. And if you've got like 8 priorities, you probably need to break it up. So that just can be a good way because it's, perfection has ruined many a great businesses, you know?
Wendy, if you have 8 priorities, I would say, first of all, I want to go back. This is when coaching is good. When you're coming up with a GPS for, especially a big GPS, right? And that's what we're about here, living a big life. And so if you're coming up with a big GPS, coaching is good. It doesn't have to be a paid coach. It can be, you know, a mentor,
a friend.
Or something.
A friend. Yeah.
But if you have 8 priorities, getting some coaching and spending some time on shifting some of those down into action steps, I think is probably all that's needed, you know, for the most part. It's just kind of reworking, rethinking. It was really good to have someone to bounce this off on, I think.
Yeah, I love that.
Almost necessary.
Yeah, which leads us to step 3, which is to come up with those action steps. You know, we call them strategies, but I really like them. I like thinking about them as action steps because I think sometimes people confuse the word priority and strategy and which is which, but like action steps are really clear. Like, so that's why I like to call this the S steps. And if that catches on, you heard it here first. Cool.
Then you get credit.
It's like celebrity. That was mine.
I know. It's so good. And Windemic.
That was yours.
I mean, Wendy the wordsmith.
That was yours.
Just Wendy the wordsmith.
Oh, Windemic was mine. Yeah.
But I know, it's totally
yeah,
yours.
But I mean, yeah, you started
you
it.
Credit.
Yeah, you started it. It was a team effort.
But the Wendy the wordsmith came up with the name.
Yes. Well, and you coined Wendy the wordsmith. So there you go.
Oh, well then maybe I'm your alternate.
My backup wordsmith.
I'm your backup wordsmith. Yeah, the backup wordsmith.
Oh shit, I need a backup
that
wordsmith.
That doesn't have the same ring. We need to work on
who should I call?
I'm gonna work on the backup word man.
Okay, anyway.
action steps. Yes, back to action.
I know. In my mind, I'm wordsmithing the backsmith.
I am too. I'm a verbal. Yes, yes. What other okay. words?
We digress. I know.
All right. So, okay. So we're coming up with action steps. That's step number three. And again, we're going to have 3 to 6 of these for each of our priority. And these are the action steps you must take in order to accomplish your priority and achieve your goal. Mm-hmm. Some will be one-time activities and others are going to be things you do over and over and over again. So,
yeah. The nice part is with the action steps, a lot of them have like a timetable to them. So it's like I will do this by when, whereas a priority may not have as big of a timetable. The action steps, a lot of times you can put on your calendar, you can actually put deadlines with those too.
Well, and like, let's look at Via's first priority, which is to have X reserves in cash. Mm-hmm. What would one of your action steps be under that?
Yeah. So, because I've done it. So mm-hmm. we're just, by the way, in real time, as we record this episode, I think we've almost hit that. I will say, Wendy, I have simultaneously worked on the fourth step as well, because mm-hmm. I had to do a lot of research and understanding sure. the acquisition. So that's been kind of happening in my spare time. But yeah, so we had to kind of figure out where that was going to come from. It got me super motivated to do a side hustle this year that I probably mm-hmm. wouldn't have been motivated to do. And I had to kind of map out how many houses I needed to sell on top of my day job. I've been working 7 days a week for all year. Mm-hmm. Like, it's been a crazy year. So that we had to map out how it was going to come. And then, you know, knock over some other dominoes in order to do the refinance, which is why I kind of added that as a second priority. Arguable that could have gone, you know, as an action.
So do you
step,
have like a separate bank account or anything like that that you're
I do.
Saving we, in?
We,
yeah, so that might be a, that 100%. Might be a second action step. Open a separate bank account.
Actually, I opened a Fidelity stock account, you know, which is part of this GPS, mm-hmm. Because I thought, well, if I'm going to have money sitting in there a while, I might as well be making money on it. And you know what?
Sure.
I made $15,000 in the last 8 months just throwing my reserves in there. I know.
Good job. Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm just saying. It's kind of a little byproduct, kind of a fun byproduct.
That's great. I love that. Yep.
That's really cool.
So Seychelle, you were going to go over, I think, the strategies and, you know, what we have to do to achieve the priorities.
Right. So some of the things that you must do to achieve these action items, we're going to call, or steps.
Sorry, I said priorities.
You're good. I'm just keeping in line with our wordsmith. So, you know, having
back
more...
Backup wordsmith, fail.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Okay, fail your way to success.
Exactly. It's okay. That's right. We get up fast though. So having more than 6 steps or action items in any one priority means the priority is too broad. So you want to have, you know, 2, 3, 4, but more than 6 is probably means we have too broad of a priority. You know, and fewer than 3 maybe means that it's too narrow. So if you have 3 to 5, that's probably your healthy number. You want your actionable steps to be specific and measurable. That gets back to everything we're talking about here. You need to be able to say, did I do it or did I not do it? Then we talked about—
Did I open a bank account? Yes,
yes
or no?
Did I open a bank account? Did I put X amount of money in that bank account?
Yes or no?
And by when? Yeah, and by when? Yes or no? And so, you know, one of the cool things you could hear with Via, even when she was talking about defining that number, was that really motivated her to have that side hustle.
Yeah.
And this year might have been the time-bound amount of time that she said, this year I am going to, I'm putting words in her mouth, but this year I'm going to just mm-hmm. kill it. I'm going to work my buns off and I am going to just get these cash reserves knocked out, right? And so she knows that when she hits that number, she might change the way that her time is allotted or structured because she has hit that goal in a specific amount of time or hit that action step in a specific amount of time. So, you know, the other thing I want you to think about is, again, importance matters, priority matters. So you want to put them in the order of what's the most important domino that if you hit that one, then it makes the second one easier to go after. So put them in order of importance where the biggest one, the most important domino first needs to go in that action step first.
Yeah, I love that. So I am into, you know, asking, focusing questions. In mm-hmm. fact, I've kind of trained my brain to think in terms of questions more than answers, which is a good, it's stead me well, right? So a couple of questions you can ask yourself to kind of ensure that you've written the right action steps are, you know, number one, will the answer to whether or not I've completed this action step be a clear yes or no? I mean, is it mm-hmm. have I completed this or not? Number two, do I have complete control over whether or not this action step is completed?
That is, you know, so like, huge.
Am I yes. putting something on here that I can't do? I mm-hmm. can't control,
or I have
right?
to rely on somebody else to do it. Yeah, for
right.
sure.
And if so, then we need to reword and we need to rethink like what our role is on that we can control, right? Mm-hmm. And then number three is, you know, have I identified, which you guys have both said, a timeline. Is there, you know, is there a clear, you know, is there a number? Is there a timeline? Is there a deadline? And it's not that there's right or wrong answers, by the way. And, you know, I'll just insert this right now on timeline. The important thing is that you think this all through, you map it out. Everyone, you know, all of the stakeholders are involved. Look, you guys, if you miss a deadline, you miss a deadline. You're going to get there. You're going to mm-hmm. get there. If you've gotten this far and you're working together as a team, maybe it's a team of one, maybe it's a team of 10, you're going to get there. And we want to have a deadline that we're all pushing towards. And don't worry too much if you don't hit that. Is that fair, ladies? I mean, mm-hmm. I don't always hit the deadline, no. and that's okay. We want to push
for it. It's more about creating a sense of urgency. So putting it on a timeline or a calendar gives you a sense of urgency to make sure it's reflected in your time blocks. Or, you know, it's not like it's just a someday goal. It's like a goal in the next 2 weeks I want to accomplish X, or the next quarter. We're doing the 12-week year right now with our team. We're on our fourth sprint. And so, you know, it's within the next 12 weeks, here's the action steps I want to accomplish that go towards my big goal. And so, you know, it puts some urgency around it. But if you don't hit it, that doesn't mean you just give up. That just means you might reforecast, or you might change how you're going after it.
Yeah, I love that. Well, this gets us to our last step, which is really just get to work. And remember how I said at the beginning of the podcast that thinking about creating $250,000 in passive income in 19 years feels pretty out there for most people. You know, most people aren't really that visionary. It's really hard for most people to think out more than 3 to 5 years. And so what these action steps do is it links your today activities with your future goal. And so the yes. second that Via opens that bank account, that action step, right? Or that Fidelity account or whatever that is linking her to her big goal of having $250,000 in passive income in 19 years, because she knows if she takes this step today and that step tomorrow and that step the next day and that step next month and that step the month after that, in 1 year, she's going to have 5 doors. In 5 years, she's going to have 25 doors. And in 19 years, she's going to have the $250,000 in passive income that she so richly deserves and wants.
Whew. If you could see her smile right now.
What is smoke coming out of her ears?
So
I want
right
to say
now.
Amen. Yeah. And I want to add one thing to that. I want to add one thing to that, Wendy, because what you said was so beautiful. Yes. It is an overwhelming number. Most people having it's a big number. I hesitated even sharing that number. This is who we are. We have big lives. We have big goals. I'm going to strive for it. Right. Talk to me in 19 years. I'll let you know if I hit.
You'll
it.
Be there.
Here's,
you'll be there.
Here's my point, though. Here's my
we'll
point.
We'll still be
my
doing point the podcast. Is,
we'll still be doing the podcast.
Episode 1,100.
Hey, backup wordsmith. What do you think?
We're still here. But here's what this does. Here's what this does. What it does is it takes this wild, you know, big hairy ass goal that we have, and it puts it into this like, okay, here are my marching orders. And so I mm-hmm. don't feel like I'm taking risks as much. I don't feel like it's scary to buy investment properties out of state. And by the way, we're going to have an episode with Bigger Pockets, David Green, just on that.
So
but
great.
It's scary to have investment properties out of state. It's scary to spend money on what I'm about to do. But when you feel like you're following a plan and it's like written out and your spouse and all the people involved are like in it, your brain feels like it's executing a plan. Your mm-hmm. brain doesn't feel like it's like going out on a limb. I can't explain it, but that's how you get things done, is you put the clarity up front and doing everything we said, and then you follow the plan and your brain's like, I'm just following a plan. I'm not risking any. I'm not mm-hmm. doing
this
anything
is logical.
Weird.
Yeah. I thought it through. It makes
yes.
sense,
yep.
right?
That's how successful people get mm-hmm. things done yeah. is they put a lot of upfront thought in the plan and the action steps, and then they follow.
And I can tell you guys that if you do this, especially if you can get, if you have a partner, get your partner on the same page, go to the couples goal setting retreat. It's going to be in November this year in Austin. Yes. If you can do that, right? And you can follow your plan, and the plan isn't always going to work out. You know, I look at all the plans that Jay and I have created over the last 20 years, and there's lots of things, even on our 5-year plans, where we're like, you know what? We didn't do anything on that. Like, we weren't motivated or whatever. And so there's going to be lots of things where you don't fulfill your plan. You don't do all the things on there. But if you can do some of the things, right, over the course of 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, you look up and you're like, wow, I've got a pretty good life, you know?
I love that. And so one thing I would love if we could do, and I'm committing us to this now, so there we go. But like, could we put a sample GPS in the show notes for people to be able to download?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be awesome. And then I wish if you want to go be one of our YouTube subscribers, this would be one to go listen to, because you can see Via light up when she talks about her GPS and her goals. It is just the
coolest
thing.
I bow down to Wendy.
Plus, she has the most incredible necklace on today.
Oh yeah, my big, I had a big chunky necklace on. It's a little controversial. We had some controversy.
We had to have a discussion about it before we hopped on, on the show today. Yeah,
you should,
this is going to guarantee us to get YouTube viewers now.
Yes.
Does anybody even know?
We might have more than Diane. Yeah. More than Diane might watch
this. Hi, Diane.
Shout out.
So the reason why I say, though, you might want to go watch this is because each time you ask that focusing question, when Wendy took Via from 250,000 to 25 rental, you know, doors to 5 doors a year to what that means in cash reserves. When she started taking her down through that, you could see Via light up when she started talking about how those things related back to the big goal. And when you're asking yourself those focusing questions, I think all three of us would encourage you to pay attention to your first thoughts. What's your gut thought on that? And don't be afraid of it, because it might feel big and scary on what that first answer is. But pay attention to those first one or two items that you write down that will be your answers to those focusing questions, because more than likely those are going to be the closest to your heart. So just listen to that, because I think that makes a big difference.
So we're going to just really quick, we're going to wrap GPS, one goal, three priorities, and then 5 action steps. You can add a 5 sub under that, which I do a lot, 1, 3, 5, 5. Either way, it's all good, right? 4 steps, ladies. Number 1, identify your goal. Number 2, establish your priorities. Number 3, come up with the strategies, and we call them action steps, to crush your goal. Number 4, get to work. Thank you, everybody. Have an awesome day. And thank you for referring us to all your friends to listen to our podcast.
Go out and kill those goals.
Amazing.
Bye.
Woo-woo.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for listening to Empire Building. If you like what you heard, join our tribe by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform, and help us spread the word by leaving a 5-star rating and review. Until next time, wishing you a life worth living. And remember, you are an empire builder.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.